Good morning. My name is John Mark Nielsen, Executive Director at the Danish Immigrant Museum. Our featured exhibit for this summer on the mezzanine level at the museum is an exhibit entitled Church Basements and Children's Homes, Danish American Missions at Home and Abroad. It describes the mission efforts of congregations of Danish American denominations, Danish Lutherans and Danish Baptists in particular, and their efforts to do mission work here in the United States by providing services to children and to the elderly, and doing mission work abroad as well. A unique mission effort among the Danish Lutherans was the Oaks, what was known as the Oaks Indian Mission. And the story behind that mission is, and the founding of that mission is an interesting one. In 1892, the church leaders of what was then known as the Danish Lutheran Church Association, which was headquartered in Blair, received a letter from a young Danish immigrant in what was then Indian territory. His name was Detlev Lersko. He had come to the United States following his uncle at the time that shortly after the American Civil War, and had followed his uncle down into Indian territory, where he married a young Cherokee woman, and they began a family there. He, with his Danish background, was interested in doing mission work or having mission work done among the Cherokee, and so he wrote the leaders of the Danish Lutheran Church Association in Blair, inviting them to send an individual down to investigate or to begin mission work among the Cherokee. It was a strange coincidence, perhaps, but that same August of 1892, a young man had arrived from Denmark by the name of Niels Lauritz Nielsen, N.L. Nielsen. And he had come to the United States with the expressed purpose of doing missionary work among America's Indians, as he put it. He had, on his way out to the Midwest, he had visited Native American reservations in Michigan and had come by way of the Winnebago Sioux Reservation north of Blair, north of Omaha, just south of Sioux City, before coming to Blair and to the church school and seminary there. The church leaders knew that he was interested in doing missionary work, and so he was provided support to go down to Oklahoma, or what was then known as Indian Territory, and to investigate the situation there and to meet with Detlev Lersko. And so in 1892, in the fall of 1892, they met and they traveled about. And N.L. Nielsen came to feel that this was the place where he was called to do missionary work. And so rather than returning to the seminary and school in Blair, he petitioned the church leaders to allow him to stay down in Indian Territory and to begin missionary work. This he did. And from his efforts then began the Oaks Indian Mission. Now, it wasn't simply his efforts, because there had been a Moravian mission there earlier, but it had fallen into disrepair. And so he, building upon the work of that earlier mission effort, created the Oaks Indian Mission. Interestingly enough, that mission continues to exist, although today it is known as the Oaks Indian Center. And specifically, the focus is on assisting young children through high school age in pursuing an education and yet cherishing their own heritage. It is a mission that churches within the ELCA continue to support today, although one is likely to find that they have Danish American Lutheran roots. So it is a story of interest, and I hope you will visit the museum to learn about the Oaks Indian Mission and the many other missions that these immigrant churches supported. Thank you.